Hello, listeners. Coming to you live from Greenfest at Howard Community College. This is Ryan Record, and I am sitting down with Patty from the Columbia Association. Tell me a little bit about yourself and the organization you're promoting today.
Hi, Ryan. It's great to be here. I'm with Columbia Association's time banking program, which is called the Columbia Community Exchange. And we're here at Greenfest because we're a neighbor-to-neighbor exchange where we help each other out with neighborly favors. And what we're doing today is we're skill sharing how to do do-it-yourself tasks, like how to sew on buttons or how to repair a hole in the wall or how to put together a basic toolbox. But we basically are just a group of folks who help each other. And instead of trading U.S. dollars, whenever we help another member, we earn time credit. You know that old saying, time is money, or it takes a village, or so it's really more like a cooperative.
Yeah.
So it's just people exchange services, and all services are equal. So it's really great. It creates parity, levels the playing field, and it really honors and respects all the daily infrastructure tasks of life that we all have to do, and we can help each other just to make the load a little lighter.
Yeah, that's a very unique program, actually.
Yeah.
I've never heard about this in Columbia, have you? Maybe up in New York they have something like this going on. But
I know, but, you know, Columbia, we've got it going on. Columbia Association, we've had the time banking program for about 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's that old saying, you know, word of mouth is the best promotion. So neighbors telling neighbors and folks just hearing about it word of mouth.
Absolutely.
Which is why we're here.
Today.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little shameless self-promotion. Never heard anybody.
Nothing shameless about it. We're all here together helping one another.
Definitely. That's a very positive program. How many members do you have currently?
We have almost 300 members. And the members, actually what's really nice is, like, you know, I've done some studies. A lot of times you'll have a lot of members, but only maybe 20% of your group are active. We're very fortunate. We have almost 55% of our members active in the program on an annual basis. So, but you do what you want when you want, so you cherry pick. There's no mandate. And today we have members helping us staff our outreach table. We have members doing Skillshare presentations, say, how to make a T-shirt bag for groceries. We have members who are helping fix things in the repair cafe. So, you know, we're all over town and throughout Howard County.
That's really cool. You guys got to get out here and check these people out when you can.
Absolutely. We're in room 165 of the SET building, and we're going to be here. We're also doing the T-shirt bag project table, where bring your old T-shirts, and they're going to make T-shirt bags for you to take to the grocery store. And they're doing that. And then also we have a plastic bag sleeping mat project table. And that's the ladies from the So Who Cares group over at East Columbia 50 Plus Center. And they are making sleeping mats for persons experiencing homelessness. And so we're going to show folks how to do it. It's real simple. And the table's right downstairs outside room 165.
Excellent. You heard it. Check it out at the SET building, room 165. Patty will be there shortly.
Terrific. Thanks, Ryan.
Absolutely. So, for anybody who's interested in registering for this program, where would we go?
You can go to our website, which is www.columbia.timebank.org, or go to Columbia Association's website and just type in time banking, and it'll pop up.
Okay. So, tell me this. What is the age group of most of the people in your program?
Great question. Actually, half our folks are under the age of 50 and half are over the age of 50. So, we have a nice span. Children as young as 9 can join the program with, of course, parental permission. And so, you know, it's great for kids to do family activities. It's a great role modeling for, say, if a Girl Scout leader wants to join, to have her kids get involved and do things like that.
Sweet. So it must be hard for some people to make the time for this. There's a lot of varied skills at play. What challenges have you faced with starting and maintaining this program?
Oh, like all things in life, time banking ebbs and flows with, our daily lives. You know, what I found is people say they don't have time, but when they need that ride to the airport and a time banking member can give them a ride and you may only have to pay, for gasoline money, then all of a sudden they see the value in it. So think of it as a friendly neighbor who can help you out when you need something, like watering your flowers and things like that. But getting that message out to folks and having folks understand it, but it's just talking to them and being available and saying, we're ready when you are.
Right. Well, it's quite the Green Fest we have going on today, huh?
Oh, my God. Green Fest is amazing. And there's just so much going on. It's just growing every year. I think it's just the 10th year or 15th year Green Fest.
Unbeknownst to me, I couldn't tell you. This is my first Green Fest, personally.
Well, there you go. There you go. So, time banking has really grown. It's here in Columbia and Howard County. It's actually national. We're in, I think, 42 states.
Wow.
It's global. It's in the UK, Australia, Eastern Europe, as far away as different. I think one of the, it's not in Russia, but it's in one of the countries bordering that. And it's really just a whole idea of being better stewards of the resources that we have and human resources, and we're powerful when we come together and help each other.
Yeah.
Which is why Columbia Association has the program, because it's all about social connectivity.
Yeah.
And bringing people together. Because I don't know about you, but when you know, like, and trust someone, it makes for a safer, healthier neighborhood and community.
Build those network connections.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So
for those who don't know, this is kind of like a bartering system for your skills. What are the varying skill sets that you've seen people offer in this program?
Well, it's interesting. We do people trade skills. We have some transportation requests. Like somebody's going on a cruise and needs a ride from the Port of Baltimore. So those types of things. You're going to the airport or maybe even a ride to the doctor. But we have a lot of education types of requests, like tutoring, math tutoring. We have a number of folks who tutor math, algebra, geometry. I don't know what your strong suit is. But
none of the above.
Okay. So, we can hook you up with a tutor. We have folks who do IT work. Can help maybe upload software programs.
Wow.
Or help you with Microsoft Word or Google Docs. We have folks who can, teach you how to freeze and can foods or teach you how to do a recipe. So it's a lot of education, but then people do it together and they learn how to do things themselves, which is great. And the other thing is it's just social companionship.
Yeah, that too.
You have somebody.
Building some friendship along the way.
Yeah, like going for a walk or doing something like that. And one of the things that I found is people join the time bank, and really it's just lovely to see the friendship blossom. So like one of our members, she created this group because they all love cats. She calls, they call themselves the Meow Gal. But they met through the time bank through a love of cats. They learned, and now they just go off and go to parks and all types of things. And they're like, oh, yeah, but it's the time bank brought them together.
Yeah, that's heartwarming. Shout out to the Meow Gals, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I love the Meow Gals. Their email address might be hotmeows or something like that. I'm not sure.
What I find fascinating about your program is that there's no monetary funds being exchanged. This is all just skills.
It's all skills.
How do you keep people engaged in that? Because money talks.
Money does talk. And the only time that we exchange U.S. dollars is whoever's receiving a service. Let's say you're going to Cancun for spring break and you need a ride to the airport. I can give you a ride. I'll charge you the time it takes me, like an hour or so to ride from here to there. But I also may ask for, say, $7, gasoline reimbursement. So, but money comes. But however, if you were to call an Uber, Lyft, a taxi, or one of the services,
it'd be much more expensive.
Right. And so money does talk, and that's the beautiful thing about time banking, is you can get in the time banking community, or economy rather, really high dollar services in the economy of time, like IT work, you know, yard and garden work, you know, repair work. So it might cost you a little bit more. It's going to take an hour and a half for somebody else to do it, but then it's also going to cost a lot of U.S. dollars. And folks in the time bank, they do it for the time credits. So I can get time credits to get something that I want and need.
Sure. And how do these members ensure that they get these the time credited back to them?
So, well, that's a great question. You know, we have a website, and on the website, it's kind of like your ledger for your bank account. And so you go ahead and make deposits into your account. When I provide services to someone else, I earn the time credits, so I record it in my ledger so that I have a record. And you can do with your time credits or time dollars whatever you do with your U.S. dollars. You can save them, spend them, or give them away. And so some people are saving up for when they really, really need it. Some people give them away. Some people use it to get services, say, for their child or for their parents.
And you can utilize this with anybody. It doesn't have to be like, this person gave me a ride to the airport, so I need to pay them back with my time. These time credits you can use towards any other skill set that's offered in the membership program.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, you know, that transaction. You it's not linear. It's circuitous.
Okay.
So it's almost, think of the saying, pay it forward. So once I've helped you, you've paid me, so you don't owe me anything.
Okay.
So there's no awkwardness. There's no sense of obligation. And you've gotten the services you need, and I've gotten my payment. So now I got time dollars, time credits to get something that I need.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you said you've been around for 13 years now. You have about 300 members and growing. I'm glad we're doing this today because this is such a wonderful program. And I think everybody in the Columbia area should be, you know, pumped about.
Absolutely. And we invite everyone to join. And just know that, you know, we're here when you're ready, and then you do what you want. But please do, you know, folks, come out and see us. We're here at GreenFest. We're going to be out and about again July 20th out at Howard County Center of the Arts. We're going to do another skill sharing session along with Transition Howard County. They're doing their Repair Cafe. So we're doing that, and then we're doing another one. I think we're going to be at the Elkridge Library Do-It-Yourself Center in September. And then in December, we're going to be out at the Howard County Conservancy. So we try to do these Skillshare events along with the repair cafes about 3 to 5 times a year.
That's awesome. That's something I got to take advantage of. I didn't know you guys had a repair cafe here.
So, Transition Howard County as actually they're collaborating with HCC faculty and staff in the engineering lab. And so they're right down there in the engineering laboratory fixing up a storm. I don't know what they're doing, Ryan. We need to go down there and check it out. But
anybody listening right now, bring your vacuum cleaner, bring your guitar amp, whatever's broken.
Your sewing machine, you know, whatever. Yeah, get in there.
While it's free.
Yeah, but they're always free. That's the beautiful thing about
wonderful.
Neighbors helping neighbors, and that's what we're all about.
Excellent. Well, those are all the questions I have for you, Patty. Any parting words of wisdom for the listeners?
So, you know, I just think people don't realize how valuable their time is and how valuable their skills are. And just think that how much you can get by giving, but then also how many services you can get in a very affordable economy of time. So we welcome you to come join us anytime.
Give them a reminder about the website to check out again.
www.columbia.timebank.org. Or give us a call, I know the old-fashioned way, 410-884-6121, or shoot us an email, communityexchange@columbiaassociation.org.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining me today, Patty.
Thanks so much, Ryan. My pleasure.
It's been a pleasure having you along. Back to you, Brendan.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. All right, guys, we're going to hit you with some more tunes. Join us again for a few minutes for our next interview. Stay fresh out there, HCC.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.